Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our call this afternoon. We are in a group, Mrs. Ulrike Klein-Pöttinger, responsible for finance, Markus Handl, responsible for investor relations, and myself.
Hello.
I propose to proceed like we are used to proceed normally. We'll start with what we have achieved and what has not proven to be satisfactory in the last fiscal year. We think we made a huge step forward in the last fiscal year, both in terms of strategy as well as in terms of reorganization of our group. What we have achieved is first the nationwide electronic toll collection system in Poland, where the system went into operation 3.5 years ago and was expanded permanently now up to 2,900 km, which is the largest network we are operating currently. The performance of the system is very stable, and the customer is very much satisfied, and the project profitability is stable but still increasing. The South African project we addressed on the occasion of each and every call over the last 3 years. As you remember, the project is not the best one in our history, especially due to the political environment in South Africa. It went into operation 1.5 years ago, and it currently covers 1.4 million onboard units. The pity is that the payment rate is still low and even deteriorating because there is no enforcement. We of course are collecting the enforcement data, but the state does not enforce, and this is of course a huge problem. The planned project profitability is not yet reached. As you know, we lost more than 40 million euros in this project till up to now, but meanwhile we I'd say the blooding is stopped, and we are a bit beyond break even. But as long as the enforcement will not take place, the profitability will not go up dramatically because we are, according to the contract, incentivized in connection with enforcement rates. And this was, of course, part of our calculation, but does not take place right now. We'll see how the political environment will move. What we now know is that the government decided to proceed with tolling. So the opposition to tolling was not successful. But anyway, they need to enforce, and this is till up to now not clarified. Third, the nationwide ETC system in Belarus is already in operations for 2 years, and there is another expansion of 250 kilometers to about 1,200 kilometers, which are completed till up to now, and the system is supposed to be extended in the future as well. The planned project profitability was and is achieved. But anyway, there is further room for improvement. The market presence in the in Australia is still increasing, so we are by far the market leader in Australia, and we are permanently winning new projects, and customers in Australia are very much satisfied with what we are delivering, both as both on systems and components and on service. Market presence in North America, as you know, the North American market accounts for about 14% of world toll revenues. This market is of high importance, and we are getting stronger and stronger in the United States. We recently finished the implementation of an integrated ETC and traffic management solution in Texas. We received further orders for new systems, and we recently contracted the first end-to-end solution, including back-office systems in the United States for CAPSH, is the Ohio River Bridges. We will furthermore endeavor in the United States to strengthen our market position, and there are lots of opportunities ahead. Sixth, new projects and markets. There are some new tenders out, but, and that's what has not proven satisfactory, that there are hardly any, well, there is no really huge project on the market right now. The Russian project was canceled. The program in Brazil is delayed. Slovenia is supposed to tender by mid of July. We lost one project, which is Belgium, but this is already a month ago. New solutions and new business models, this I'll explain in connection with the strategy, which we changed dramatically. Just briefly, we acquired a provider of smart parking solutions, which are primarily on-street parking solutions, which is a much more difficult task than off-street parking solutions recently. This company is concentrated on R&D with, of course, some implementations, especially in the United States, smart parking solutions in Boston, in San Francisco, in Indianapolis. This company, honestly, is not profitable. It will, at the earliest, be profitable by in 18-24 months. Till then, we, of course, have to subsidize it. Eighth, I think you're familiar with our Program 2020. Our Program 2020 addresses both, on the one hand side, the new strategy, on the other side, the cost reduction program. CAPSHTRAFICOM was founded approximately 15 years ago, and we grew rapidly up to 3,000 people, and each and every organization, which is growing like that, tends to lose efficiency over time. Normally, you have to reinvent the company every 10-15 years, and that's exactly what we are currently doing, both on strategy as well as on the organizational issues with the intent to reduce costs. We already reduced costs. We set the measures, but these cost reductions will really first be seen with their major part in the current fiscal year and with a smaller part in the forthcoming fiscal year. Of course, our goal still is to gain a 10% EBIT margin, which we do not know if we will be able to achieve this year. This depends upon the project pipeline and the time schedule of the respective projects. The earlier the projects will be signed, the contracts will be signed, the higher the probability that we will get close to the 10%. Otherwise, not. Well, if I may ask you to turn to page number four, you can see that we have a 6% decrease in revenues. This is due to no huge projects on the market and no huge realization project. If I may ask you to turn to the right side of the page, the revenue by business segment, you can see that we were able to increase the revenues in recurring revenues, but as I explained before, reduce the revenues in the project business. This is for sure not our strategy. Of course, it's our strategy to increase recurring revenues, but it's not our strategy to decrease project revenues. As long as there are no huge projects on the market, this is of course a problem. Anyway, we will hunt for these big elephants in the future as well. The revenues by region, you can see that the revenue split has changed a little less in Europe and a little more in North America and much more in the rest of the world. May I ask you to go to the next page, earnings and dividends. In spite of the reduced revenues or the decreasing revenues, we were able to increase our EBIT by more than 60%, up to 32.7 million, and the EBIT margin raised from 4% to 7%. I think this is a huge gain. The profit for the period, which is 3.6 million, but this is the profit for the period which is applicable to the shareholders, excluding the minority shareholders. The minority shares we in our subsidiaries. If you add them, it's about 11.5 million in profit for the period. This of course leads to a change in the earnings per share, which is now positive with 0.28 euros. The board will propose a dividend of 0.50 per share. Why? You may ask why. Why? Because we believe in the future. Secondly, because we didn't pay any dividend last year. Thirdly, because we have lots of cash on the balance sheet, and we are convinced that we should distribute a certain amount of this cash to our shareholders because we did not in the previous year. The number of employees has increased by 7%. You might ask yourselves, "Oh, they are always talking about cost reduction, and now they are increasing labor costs." This is not the case. The rationale behind is that we insourced personnel in South Africa, which was previously employed by other companies and invoiced to us. Secondly, we had to increase personnel in Poland because we insourced the manual tolling because that's the better business case than to keep it outsourced. These are the main drivers. There are some other drivers, but these are the main drivers. Capital expenditure reduced dramatically. This does not mean that we are divesting, but we invested so much in the previous years that we think we without losing any opportunities for the future, we can reduce our capital expenditure. R&D again was reduced. That's because we are, especially in regards to Project 2020, increasing the efficiency in R&D and concentrating our R&D activities on specific future-oriented topics. May I ask you to turn to the next page? Free cash flow. The free cash flow increased from -24 million to +68 million euros. That's of course the explanation why we have that much cash on the balance sheet. Consequently, net debt was reduced from 93 million to 36 million. This is a pretty nice ratio, free cash flow, net debt. Furthermore, we were able to increase the equity ratio from 38% to 42.5%. Looking to the next page, we are designing a completely new strategy. That's what we did in the last fiscal year. We are going to transform the business models of our Kardex Trafikom Group. I'll come to that in detail when I address the strategy. I'll address the next topic as well later on. Well, I already explained the cost savings, that the major part of the cost savings will take place in the current fiscal year, which means fiscal year 2015-2016, and smaller part in fiscal year 2017. We of course are endeavoring, and we are on a good way forward to increase our EBIT margin of our core business, and that's absolutely necessary and vital because we need this gross margin in order to finance the future, in order to finance the investment in new business models, in new technologies. We of course will furthermore hunt for the big elephants, which is the big projects. There are some projects in the forthcoming years coming to an end. Operations projects like the Czech Republic and Austria. Austria already tendered, and we think that we are positioned pretty well to win at least parts of this tendering process. For the Czech Republic, they did not yet tender. I do not know when they will tender, but it for sure will take another year so that they will be pretty half a year or a year, so that they will be pretty late to have a new system up and running by the first of January 2017, which gives us lots of opportunities in the Czech Republic. If you turn to page number nine, this shows our strategy. Maybe I should give you a brief overview on the competition. The competition framework has changed and is changing with very high dynamics. It's not about the competition within our own industry, this is not a real threat, and this is not a real challenge, but there is competition coming up from different industries. Why? Because tolling and traffic management and intelligent mobility solutions are converging. Consequently, other competitors are entering this market. Furthermore, the tolling market as such has not grown as supposed to, and the margins are a bit under pressure. So what are we going to do consequently? We are reevaluating and reconsidering our business model. We, of course, will secure the core business, which is still tolling and traffic management. Both are good businesses, and both are still margin-carrying businesses. We will furthermore grow the core business. What does that mean? Enter new market segments and especially enter new regions. New regions means primarily South America, strengthen our position in South America and in the Middle East and Asia. Because these are the regions where we are not as strong as we want to be. We are strong, very strong in Chile, but we are not that strong in the rest of South America, for example. We have to intensify our activities in North America. We are positioned pretty well. We are not under threat there, but we need to do a lot in order to extend our market share. The next step, and that's absolutely necessary to generate the sources in order to be able to invest in a complete transformation of our business model. And that leads me to intelligent mobility solutions. Intelligent mobility solutions are more than electric cars and more than city tolling. It's about the integration of different traffic means. It's about, which means public transport and individual transport. It's about the better control of and management of individual traffic, which primarily addresses on-street parking solutions in downtown areas. It's about new platforms like mobility apps and mobility services for consumers, and this will be the first step towards a B2C approach. It's about data aggregation and analytics. So you could argue, well, that's the business of the big ones like the Googles and the Apples of this world. But there is one thing one has to consider. Google and Apple and all these guys are primarily interested in huge quantities and commodities. But what we are offering is specific solutions for specific environments, for specific downtown areas, for specific city solutions. And there is no solution like the other. Therefore, we think that we have a huge opportunity there. Furthermore, we are very, very much engaged in safety and security applications, primarily in commercial vehicle enforcement. This is a North American issue, and it covers the compliance of trucks and their drivers, mirrored at the enforcement of drivers and trucks. Let me put it like that. What we try to do is to offer to a public agency, starting with the United States, because there it's the most easiest compared to other regions in the world, to offer them to operate the compliance and enforcement service. On the other hand, there are lots of mobility services we could provide to the automotive OEMs. There is one or the other OEM who targets Google or Apple, but most of the OEMs are afraid that if they are cooperating too tightly with Google and Apple, that they will end up just delivering the metal frame, the engine, and that's it. And the entire cockpit and the entire intelligence of the car will be taken over by, let's say, Google or Apple or some of these guys. Therefore, these OEMs who are thinking this way are a target group for us, because they must not in any way, or they need not to be in any way afraid of us. We are much too small, but we could operate data hubs for them. You know, currently, each and every OEM has his own database, his own customer database, but if one really wants to offer convenience to customers, services to customers, one brand is not sufficient, because you do not generate the critical data mass. So there must be an intermediate, and that could be us, collecting and aggregating and processing all the data delivered from different OEMs or cars of OEMs. So that's why we think that there is an opportunity with the OEMs as well on a service level, but certainly also on a product level when it comes to the connected cars. And we are participating in connected cars activities, both sorry, in the United States and in Europe. For instance, there is a connected vehicle corridor from Amsterdam, a pilot project from Amsterdam to Vienna, where we are participating in. So this is more or less a brief overview on our strategy, and the strategy is based on operational excellence, which we have to and will regain. Thus, our vision means we enable exceptional user experiences through intelligent mobility solutions. And our mission is, we make mobility solutions intelligent to enable users to arrive at their destination comfortably, on time, safely, efficiently, with minimal environmental impact. This is not an easy task to achieve, but we think we are very well positioned, and especially with our recent acquisition in the United States, which is located in the Silicon Valley, we have sufficient access to very smart R&D people, to very smart startup people, with whom we can and will cooperate. So we will reinvent our company, both in terms of business models as well as products and solutions, without harming our current core business, because our core business still is tolling. But what we learned is that it's not just about the huge projects, 150 up to 400 million euros, but it's also about in the future, especially when it comes to urban areas, about projects which are size-wise in between 5, 10 to 50 million euros. And this requires a different approach. This requires less cost base because we cannot address a small project like we are addressing a huge project, because a small project cannot bear the costs a huge project can and has to. So this is also a kind of a mind shift within our organization. And what I personally could realize is that the organization really has understood that the transformation which is ahead of us is to the benefit of all of us. It's to the benefit of the employees, it's to the benefit of the management, and it's to the benefit of the shareholders, as well as to the benefit of the public when it comes to reducing environmental impact. Because more than 50% of the world population already is living in downtown areas, in cities, and 2/3 of the emissions are generated by cities. So we think that we have a global approach right now, that our employees and our management all over the world is cooperating in a way it never did before, and that's a huge opportunity. Well, thank you very much for listening, and we are now prepared to answer your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to move yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by two. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. One moment for the first question, please. As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one. First question comes from the line of Bernd Maurer of RCB. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, please go ahead.
Mr. Maurer, please go ahead.
Sorry, are you able to hear me now?
Yes.
Sorry, I had some technical problems. Bernd Maurer speaking of Raiffeisen Central Bank. Could you please come back to the tenders you addressed before? Give more light on an expected timetable. In the press release in the morning, you said Czech Republic is likely to be tendered only next year. Now you mentioned that time could rather be in your favor. The shorter a tender period potentially is. Austria, you said, is already tendered, but the system should go in operation only in 2017. And then you also mentioned Slovenia, which could be tendered as soon as mid-July, you said. Could you give a bit more details on these three fronts, please?
Well, Austria
Sorry, I have problems with the line.
Not really.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I did understand you.
Okay. Is it better now?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Mr. Kapsch.
Okay, so I picked up the phone. No, I'm not me on the last thing.
Yeah.
So I'll try to elaborate on all this. All this is
try to dive in again and try another line, okay?
Okay, I do. I didn't have problems before, but I dial in again, yeah?
No.
Okay.
Mr. Kapsch, can we dial you again? I'm sorry.
Yes,
Mr. Kapsch, dial the line. We are back soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, we can go forward.
Do you get me now?
We can hear you loud and clear. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So may I proceed?
Yes, please.
Okay. So elaborating on Austria, that's pretty easy. The tendering process has started and we will certainly go for this tender and bid. But anyway, we do not yet know when the system will be implemented. The process will certainly take months. But we think we are pretty well positioned, especially as far as the roadside is concerned. Regarding Slovenia, there is hardly anything to say because we are expecting the tender by mid of July, and I think that's the fifth time meanwhile that Slovenia is tendering, so we are not we do not really know if it will be mid of July, but that's what we are told now. The Czech Republic is a bit more complex. The Czech Republic did not yet start the evaluation of a tender process. And the tender process will take at least 1.5 years, which makes it very likely that we will get a certain extension of the current situation, which is of course an advantage for us, and we will certainly participate in a new tender if it comes up. But as far as we are informed, the Czech Republic does not yet even know what to tender. Because what Austria did is they tendered more or less the system which is in place right now. So that's what I can tell you about Austria, Slovenia, and the Czech Republic. Did you hear me,
Mr. Maurer? Does this answer your question?
Yes, it did. One follow-up on this. Are there any smaller pieces on the horizon? Like you said, you lost Belgium.
Yeah, of course, there are opportunities in Asia, in Central Asia, like Kazakhstan, like Kyrgyzstan. Bulgaria is not Central Asia, but Bulgaria, there are some opportunities.
Yeah.
And there are, of course, lots of opportunities in the United States.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
If you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one. There are no further questions on the phone line.
Well, thank you very much. I really do hope that no questions does not mean no interest in our company, because I'm convinced that we are really on a good track forward, and I hope you will be further interested in CAPS Trafficom. Thank you very much for listening and participating in that call. Thank you, and have a nice rest of the day.